glass. You can see straight through a glass window as if nothing were there, and yet it's solid enough to keep the wind and rain out. That clear, hard, see-through stuff is made from sand. To make glass, you take sand and heat it in a furnace until it gets so hot it melts, turning from gritty grains into a thick, clear, glowing liquid. Then you shape that liquid and let it cool, and as it cools, it hardens into the solid glass we know. The same sand you'd find in the desert, melted and cooled, becomes a clear pane you can see through. Why can you see through it when you can't see through most solid things? It comes down to what's inside. Glass is completely even all the way through, with no tiny specks or cracks or edges hidden in it to catch the light and knock it off course. So light just sails straight through the clear glass and out the other side, instead of bouncing back the way it does off a wall. That clear, unblocked path is what makes glass see-through. Most solid things are full of tiny bits and boundaries inside that scatter light every which way, which is why you can't see through them. Glass has none of that in the way. The way glass holds together is also why it's hard, and why it shatters. Its tiny building blocks are locked tightly to each other and can't slide or shift, so glass is stiff and can't bend to take a knock. Hit a metal spoon and it bends, because its pieces can slide past each other. Squeeze clay and it squishes, for the same reason. Glass can do neither. Those building blocks are locked in place, so when it's hit hard enough it can't give at all, and instead it cracks and breaks all at once into pieces. So a window is melted, cooled sand, clear because there's nothing inside to catch the light, and fragile because its building blocks are locked too tightly to bend even a little.